Hey everybody, welcome to the Plain Glass Podcast, where we discuss worship leadership, church music, and a myriad of other stuff. My name is Chris.
And my name is Jay. We started this podcast journey about 8 or 9 months ago, and without a doubt, Chris and I can say over the last few months that we have learned many lessons as worship leaders having these discussions. So we want to share some of the lessons learned on this episode as we wrap up our season, as well as include you in the conversation and find out some information from you about what we can be doing with season two. But before we do all that, we're going to share about our latest Sunday experience. You ready, Chris?
Let's do it.
This is Cherry. Cherry is our third host of the podcast.
We're going to miss him over the break.
That's right.
Without a doubt.
Cherry's trying to ask you a question. I'm interpreting for him. He wants to know, how was your Sunday this week?
Tell him he can't know.
Oh, okay.
Cherry. The way you were waddling the whole time.
To make the...
All right. Well, should we just leave that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Let's keep going.
Recent Sunday.
Yeah. In 2 minutes. 2 minutes flat.
I like to keep it brief. Sometimes the Sundays, for me, blend in to each other. Like, I can have a hard time parsing them out.
Yeah,
I don't know if you have that experience of... And I don't mean to say...
Especially when it feels rote.
I was going to say, it points to our last episode. We're not stuck in a rut, I promise. But it can feel that way. So,
yeah.
I don't really have any standout moments from... Sure. From our last Sunday, except that one little change that I don't do very often, I led worship from the piano the whole service.
That's right.
And I helped administer the elements for communion.
Okay, yeah.
So, and conveniently, I got to do that from right in front of the piano. So I just came out, did it, and then went back. But like a standout moment, aside from doing that, which is good because it stretches me a little bit, it gets me off the stage, so I'm not as visible.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's not just used to like, this guy's always going to be up there. I like that. I like getting to step out without having to leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably the most remarkable thing was in serving the bread and the cup for communion. The way that we did it was it's divided up into three stations throughout the room, and people,
you have to do an army crawl through some mud and then get to the first station.
No, that,
and
that
then...
would be extreme church, and we're not that. We have to like carry a log up
right.
to the altar or whatever. Yeah, we don't do that. It's pretty easy to get there.
Okay,
yeah, it's a pretty clear path, and it's not. There are no encumbrances except maybe for a single file line, a very orderly single file line.
It's not a tough mudder communion.
No.
Okay.
Well, that's an interesting idea, but yeah, we're pretty straight laced where that's concerned. There are even pretty clear instructions of like where to go when you're done.
Oh, good.
But just the group nearest to me happened to be some specific people that I have relationships with that are going through some really hard times right now. And to get to be there in that moment and serve them and, you know, address them by name and just speak some words of life and
that's
comfort
really,
and truth.
Really meaningful. Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. So that's probably the main, just like an encouragement from that. And it had nothing to do with music. So everything to do with worship, nothing to do with music.
That's cool.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, this past Sunday, I can keep it brief too, because it was just a good Sunday. We went back to one service for a few weeks during the summer, and that was, I think, a really good call. The singing was just really full, and yeah, the church was very encouraging to lead and very engaged. And, you know, it's not every Sunday that it's like this, but when you get to those Sundays where you really feel the energy that, you know, everybody is invested in what's going on here. That was an experience I had this past Sunday, and it's really wonderful when you have those Sundays. So that's probably the only thing I can really think of. We had some friends in town from Georgia driving down for a vacation with their family further south, and they stayed the night with us, and it was good to have them. The husband's a worship leader at his church, and so it's always neat to have people in our field getting to, or being the person to go to a place and like see somebody else lead worship. Just getting to talk shop with people. That's a lot of what this whole podcast is about, is that community.
And that's pretty rare.
Right.
It's not
common that we can be at each other's churches or, or have weekends off and things like that. So mm-hmm. it was really neat to be able to see him in the audience and just to get to serve him and for him to, yeah, see what we're doing. And we've been talking about our places and our churches for so long, but we can never be at each other's places. So
it happened.
It happened, yeah, at least on my end. So maybe one day I'll be able to get to see his church, which would be wonderful. But
hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was my Sunday.
Jay, this is our 14th episode. So I remember when we started and we released 4 or 5 episodes at the same time, mm-hmm. right? To kind of kick things off, and just the process of recording those and putting those together and figuring that out. You know, a lot has changed even in just this short period of time. Mm-hmm. It's really encouraging for me just to even be able to look back over that list and see some of these things that even in these years that you and I have known each other, we haven't necessarily had these conversations before.
Yeah.
So it really wasn't until we started to sit down and come up with ideas and put this together that some of these conversations really formed. Mm-hmm. And there have definitely been things, you know, and there's probably too many to list, honestly, that you and I have just, we've arrived at a conclusion together that we had not planned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's probably been one of the most encouraging things for me about this whole process has been the fact that we said we didn't want to script it, so we didn't.
Right.
You also don't want to start out with no idea what you're going to do. And so hopefully none of the episodes have had that feeling of like, okay, these guys are just wandering around.
What is happening? Yeah.
Yeah. But today we do want to try something different to conclude this season.
Yeah.
To take some time to reflect. And so I'm curious, as you think back over the course of this period of time, these 8 or 9 months, how would you say that this podcast has impacted you as a worship leader mm-hmm. or impacted your leading?
Yeah. Yeah. I have been thinking about the past season of the podcast and really thankful for the conversations that we've had about, excuse me, like burnout and just the last episode, when it feels rote. Mm-hmm. There are things that in the conversations, even things that I'm like saying as we're recording that I'm like, oh man, I need to say this to myself mm-hmm. because I don't know where it's almost like an out of body experience. Like, Jay, you're saying this, but you're also the person who needs to hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, and so there were a lot of moments over the last few months where I've been thinking about that, how this process has shaped me and reminded me of things about our vocation that otherwise I think I just would have kind of gone along. Mm-hmm. So the last episode in particular, the kingdom-mindedness of what we're doing, the big picture of what God is doing in worship and the purpose of worship and how thinking of that and having that as your foundation for what you're doing to help combat feeling rote, you know, mm-hmm. with just kind of going through the motions. I needed to hear that because I definitely deal with that. And so it's some experiences like that that have been really, really meaningful for me. Secondly, though, one particular example of how this has helped me is the song review stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We don't just like rant, like we've shared songs and stuff in the past before, but having a structured time and like looking at specific songs, I can think of one example in particular where, you know, I hadn't really thought about doing this song, but hearing you talk about, in particular, What a Beautiful Name.
Mm.
I remember walking away from that episode and thinking, I need to do that with my church. And it was the way you discussed and how you were impacted by the way it goes from beautiful name, wonderful name, powerful name, and mm-hmm. how wonderful that progression is in the song. And like, yeah, that's something that comes to my mind that I'm like, yeah, I should do that song. And we've done it multiple times since then. And it's been such a wonderful gift to our church that I think is a result of us having these conversations.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So those are a couple of things that come to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I wish I had answers like that. I don't. I'm sitting here thinking, well, it's really cool. Thinking about the song stuff, that was probably, when it comes to our format, the most surprising thing to me. And I actually had a couple people who were in our church that came and brought that specific part of the podcast up of like, it's really cool how you do that, because I've wondered kind of how we choose what we choose, or like, or the flip side of that, another person just said, I've never really given it much thought, and I appreciate how much thought needs to go into what we're singing.
Yeah.
So even just doing that and picking the CCLI Top 100 was kind of a random choice. Well, not random, but just...
It was just an easy way to have a structure.
We needed some kind of an anchor. I think towards the end of this season, we felt like, wow, we more want to impress upon each other to continue to look outside of that list, you know? But that would be one example of something that kind of surprised me, just having that in our format at all and how much I enjoyed doing that, but specifically the impact that I think it's been able to have on other people.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. Another aspect of the podcast in general, and this doesn't have any specific topic, I don't think that this would invoke, but you might think of something as I'm saying this, but my leading has been impacted by this because I've found myself at times, something will come up, something will happen in a service, maybe like an unexpected thing. I have an issue with a song that I didn't really catch this piece of it that I go, I don't know about that theologically. And I kind of, that went under my radar or whatever, you know, there'd be these things that would come up. And as I'm leading, I found myself a couple of times thinking like, I'm kind of excited to discuss this with Jay.
Yeah.
So that was interesting just to find myself longing for more of that, of this type of interaction.
Yeah.
So for us to be recorded, it's been my hope that there are other people who are not having a dialogue like this with somebody, but ours can create a space for them to participate kind of on their own.
Yeah.
I know we've gotten some feedback like that. I would really love to hear from more people. And I hope it's not just because I want to feel like what we're doing matters to people, although I would love to know that.
Of course, yeah.
But I know that it's created a space that's something that I look forward to.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I expected that to become the case. So yeah, for whatever it's worth, you know, the break, I'm glad that we're going to take some time off, and I think that that's healthy. Even think about Sabbath rest and routine.
Yep.
You have to take breaks. So it's right for us to take a break, but I'm going to miss the time.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll definitely be excited for you.
Well, we'll have to do other things. We'll have to keep getting together.
Yeah. No one gets to listen, though, except for Google and Apple.
That's right.
They get to hear everything.
Government. Yeah, Big Brother.
Amazon, too. They can all listen in, but sorry. None of the podcast listeners can.
Well, that's good. That's really wonderful to hear. Want to do though to kind of wrap up our season is to, I guess this is something we've wanted all along, is the listeners to join us in what we're doing and to be part of this conversation. And our hopes are to create a community for worship leaders to feel like they have a place, that so often they feel isolated in their field where they are. We want to create a space where they feel like, hey, people know what I'm going through because we're all kind of doing it together. I want to involve the listeners, you listeners now, in helping us think through some of our future topics for next season. We're not asking this because we don't have any ideas. We definitely have tons of ideas, but we would love to hear your feedback on what are some things that might be meaningful for you moving forward. But do you want to share some of the ideas that we have so we can kind of tease out what sure. we're going to be, where we're going to be heading over the next season?
Yeah, I think we probably have enough content ideas to do 6 or 7 seasons without input. based on what I see, you know, when we started planning this, churning out. Well, anytime you start brainstorming, you come up with all these little kind of offshoot things. Some of the standouts for me, like the things that I'll be really excited to look into, would be Advent mm-hmm. and Christmas time, because the special services stuff, like doing Holy Week and Easter, based on our metrics and what we can see, those were some of the most popular episodes of this season to date.
Yep.
And so we know this stuff all lives on, and it could continue to be helpful for people, and that's our hope. We won't take it down. We'll just leave it up, and so people can share it or whatever. But I'm looking forward to talking about Advent the way that we talked about Lent,
mm-hmm.
and then doing some focusing on Christmas or Christmas Eve, and just what does that look like?
Yep.
What was it like growing up? What is it like at your church? And,
yep.
you know, what are your kind of hopes and dreams?
Yeah.
That's one example. I think that one of the, and this kind of points also to another thing that has changed in me a little bit as we've moved through this. I think I came into it thinking, man, I think this could get really theological in a hurry.
Okay.
And even in the beginning when we were talking about a lot of philosophical stuff, and it's great. I mean, I hope I never get tired of theology. We should want to know more about God
mm-hmm.
and his designs and everything. But I've been feeling a lack of just a basic practical, tactical perspective on what we do
mm-hmm.
and being able to discuss that. So I appreciate that we've been able to keep it kind of in that vein
yep.
of the nuts and bolts of what life in ministry actually looks like for the worship leader. Not necessarily just the ideals or how scripture provides a baseline for that.
Mm.
So that's an encouragement for me, and things that I'd like to see us pursue down the road would be some more technical aspects of worship. Like, what does it look like to lead AV teams?
Yep.
And how to interact with your sound people or your slides person. How do you deal with technical issues on the run?
Mm-hmm.
And literally put yourself in two places at one time or whatever.
Right.
Or even looking at some of the major software and soundboards
yep.
that are out there, or discussing pros and cons of going digital with no Surface and just mixing from a tablet, like those types of things that...
Or in-ear versus stage monitors.
Exactly. I think that there's a lot of technical stuff that we could pick up that I know it would help me, but I think it could be an encouragement to other people. So.
Yeah.
Do you have any things to add to that?
One thing that I'm looking forward to that I don't think either of us have confirmed is even possible next season, but we've teased out together, is the idea of what it looks like to work with your lead pastor.
Yeah.
And even having one or both of them on the episode.
If
we can convince them to do it, yeah. And just like what that dynamic is like working with... You two are the most exposed people in the church. You're in front of the church the most.
Yeah.
So the most prominent, at least seen people. And how you two work together can really influence the church in healthy or unhealthy ways. And so talking about, what does it look like to have a healthy, thriving relationship with your lead pastor? And
that brings up the potential of just having guests at all,
yep.
which we would be open to.
Right.
For sure. And hopefully that's clear now because we've indicated that. But I think it'd be interesting to bring other people in to join
yep.
the conversation. And that might help it feel a little bit more open to outside input and interpretation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that would be great.
Yeah, I think those are some things that we're thinking through, listener. But we also would love to hear what are some things that would be meaningful for you that maybe we haven't talked about in this season or even teased out just here in the last few moments that we haven't even thought about because we're just two people.
Hmm. So, yes. And we need help.
And we definitely need help. And honestly, we really, really do appreciate feedback on the stuff we've already done. So whether that means like, hey, I was really encouraged by this, or hey, you might want to think about this differently,
mm-hmm.
Like, we want to hear both of those things.
Definitely.
So while we're taking a break this summer, I would love to hear from people. And we've always, I think most episodes we're asking for feedback, but we really, really would love to hear from listeners just to know that you're out there. It's not that bad because we know you're out there.
Yeah, the internet shows us that you're out there.
It's true.
But analytics only go so far. It's true. To those who have reached out, I really appreciate it.
Yes.
And I do, I, you know, to kind of speak into that a little bit more, we do want it to feel like a conversation, like you mentioned earlier, that there's a dialogue going on that we're inviting you into. So feel free to join it in whatever way you feel compelled.
So if you've been listening for some time, you know that at the end of each episode, we do a song review typically from CCLI's top 100 list. And these are songs that are being sung around the country. They're very popular in most churches, that kind of thing. And so this episode, we're going to be looking at the song "Lord, I Need You," written by Christy Knuckles, Daniel Carson, Jesse Reeves, Christian Stanfill, and Matt Maher. So yeah, takes a village for this one, apparently.
They did. Yeah, that's like the power team.
It is the power team. So let's take, if you're not familiar with this song, you can pause, check out the link in our show notes, pull it up on YouTube, give it a listen. Or even if you do know it and you want to refresh your ears, go give it a listen, come back to us. But Chris, looking through this song, well, first of all, do y'all do this song in your church?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You do as well, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I was actually just trying to find when it was written because I don't remember when we started doing it. It's been a number.
2011 is the copyright date.
Okay. So, yeah, we've probably been doing it since then. And actually, last I did it was probably a few months ago. And I remember thinking, I wonder if our church is kind of wearing out on this one.
Is it time to kind of put it away for a while?
Yeah, maybe. And we've discussed before kind of how you identify that. Mm-hmm. But with this one, it's tricky because I just think it's a really good song and a much needed, it's a much needed topic. So this, that we're singing a confession together. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So in our worship services, there's always some element of confession every week.
Yeah.
And I know that's not the norm in every church, and that's fine, but we always have it. But one of the ways that I try to help our services not feel like a prescription being filled every time, you know, just like here we are again, is wherever I can vary the aspects of worship. So if confession is a necessary aspect in our liturgy, how can we do that and change it up?
Yeah.
So an easy way to do that, or a really fruitful way, is to just sing a confession instead of reading one. One of the reasons why I really like this song is because it's focused on me in so far as my response to him should be focused on myself at this moment.
Right, right.
But it still exalts him as being the place where we find rest, as being the one who teaches us. Even in that bridge, teach my song to rise to you when temptation comes my way.
Yes.
And when I can't stand, I'll fall on you. You're my hope and stay. It's such a neat, and we repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. So
yep.
We get to interact in this redemption song and story in a really unique way in a song like this.
Yeah.
But I'm curious for you what this song looks like. What brought it to the table for you? What brought it into your repertoire?
Honestly, I think my first exposure to the song was when I came on staff. I didn't know about it before, but I found myself glad to continue to sing it because, I mean, all the things you just said. I'm sitting here listening to you talk about this song and thinking, yeah, I agree with all those things.
Nice.
I don't really have much to add here. He's got it covered.
Sorry.
No, it's great. I remember one particular Sunday. Like the day before was just a terrible day.
Hmm.
And I did not feel prepared at all to lead worship personally. I didn't feel like I needed to be on stage. And I had planned the song for that service of that Sunday. And I mean, I'm leading the song and my eyes are getting wet.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is exactly what I needed to sing that Sunday.
Yeah.
And this song is one of those,
really cool.
Is one of those songs that has that, I think it has that power to it to dig deep.
Yeah.
And get straight to the point. I think we're going to sing it for a long time. I do think stylistically, musically, it could probably get dated pretty soon. But, and I think that's where you question, like, is it time to put this away?
It feels a little tired, maybe.
Yeah, because musically, it's not super creative. I don't know. I mean, it's good. Mm-hmm. It's singable. And it's, I love the bridge. Mm-hmm. The bridge is great.
And musically, very interesting, too.
Yes, that's where it is. That's I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if we do it too much, it just, yeah, it loses interest. The ear starts to lose interest.
Loses a little bit of that power, too. Hearing you describe that, the experience of worshiping with this song while you're leading it,
mm-hmm.
I've definitely had a very similar experience with this specific song. And I was just thinking, okay, anybody that's listening, if you've led this song before and you've never had an experience with this one that's kind of stripped down, you know, and cut through
mm-hmm.
some of your facade and some of your armor and really penetrated the heart. If that's never happened, I'd really encourage you to go back and listen to the worshiping leader and just think about how we worship when we lead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really glad that you shared that because it's important to identify those things where, yeah, I feel like he moved something in me that I had no idea that when I was planning this, it was going to be for me in that moment, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you identify with so many people in the room too.
Right.
And one of the things about the song, I like to think about them, technically too. And like, what about a song makes it good? You know, and again, going back to the things I've enjoyed, like I enjoy dissecting these.
Yeah.
I think the chorus makes you kind of venture, and it's like you're reaching mm-hmm. the whole time. It's really interesting. I'm having a hard time explaining it now that I'm talking.
Because it kind of hangs out at the upper end of the range.
You're up, need you, oh, I need you. Just that every hour. And it even invokes that old hymn, I need thee every hour.
Yeah.
And there's just something about it that makes you, it's almost like you've got your hands in the air. I've almost always got a guitar in my hand, so I can't do that. But
right. But
it's one of those that I see a lot of hands raised
yep.
when we get to that chorus. And it lifts. And that just is a very simple musical thing, but I think it really works in this song.
Mm.
And I feel myself sort of uninhibited and going up to those places and yep. really letting go of some things. So.
Yep. Good. I would encourage people to take a listen to this song if you're not familiar with it and assess if it might be a good fit for your congregation.
Well, that's this week's episode and our final episode of season one. We really appreciate you being a part of this with us, and we look forward to continuing these conversations together. If you have an opportunity to reach out to us at any point in time, give us your feedback, your encouragements, or maybe things that you think we're blind to and we need to be more aware of. We're open to all of those things, and we're really eager to learn how we can shape the next phase of this podcast to really serve the people who are listening. So thank you again, and we will see you again in September.